Okay, let's quickly review Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Dalid. Yesterday we learned that originally Chazal made it usher to move almost all Kelim on Shabbos, and over time they relaxed many of the restrictions, such as when they permitted moving a Kli Shemlach to Leheter, and even a Kli Shemlach to Leisr, provided that it's Letzorach Gufo according to Abaye, and according to Rava, even if it's Letzorach Makomo. So I'm Rav Lazar. Kinyon Kanin, rather, umakalos, uglustra, umaducha, kulon, kodem, hataras, kelim, nishnu. There are four mishnayos, including one that forbids moving the tubes on the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, one that forbids using poles to skin the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, that must have been taught before some of these restrictions were relaxed, because they assumed that certain things were aser. Rabbi, however, disagrees and says that all those mishnayos may have been taught after the restrictions were relaxed already, and the mishnayos only restrict using certain kelim, either because they aren't really needed in that specific case, or there are other reasons not to move them aside from the muktzah concerns. The Mishnah says, "Kol ha-kelim nitalon l'tzorach v'shelo l'tzorach." All kelim can be moved, whether needed or not needed. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, "Ein nitalon el l'tzorach." Rabbi Nechemya holds they can only be moved if they're needed. There is a machlok samurai in what the terms l'tzorach and lo l'tzorach mean in our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi, l'tzorach davar shemlach to l'heter l'tzorach gufo. L'tzorach means a kli that is normally used for permissible uses can be moved when they need to use it. Shalol Tzorach Tov Shemlach Talat Tzorach Makama. Shalol Tzorach refers to moving a kli that's normally used for mutter things when you need the space that the kli happens to be occupying. Tov Shemlach Tov the Isser. When it comes to a utensil normally used for forbidden uses, it can be moved for its own purposes, but not if you need the space that it's taking. Rabbi Nechemya places the same restrictions on Kli Shemlach Laheter. The only reason plates can be removed from the table after the Shabbos meal is that they're considered a graf shel rei, something disgusting that can be moved to make people comfortable. Rava holds that no, that tzorech means a kli shemlach laheter, which can be moved both if you need it and if you need the space it occupies. Shelo letzorech is when you want to move it mechamel itself, from the sun to the shade, just to protect it. A kli shemlach laliser may be moved letzorech gufo uletzorech makomo, but not mechamel itself. Any brisa that asers moving a mortar that crushes garlic or a pestle that meat is chopped on must be talking about moving it mechamel itzel. Rabbi Nechemya places the same restrictions on klishem lach leheter. The Gemara tells a story where Rav Mari Bar Rachel didn't want to move a klishem lach leheter, a pillow, in order to protect it, and Rav told him that since he holds like Rabba, ledidach asu l'kuli al nashari, it will be asa for him to move it, but it's mutter for the rest of the world, for everybody else. Although we permit moving klishem lach leheter, a splinter of wood is not a kli at all, and therefore it's in a stricter category of muktzah called muktzah machmas gufo, and therefore it's not even going to be able to be moved l'tzorach gufo makamo. Similarly, bricks that are designated for construction are normally muktzah machmas gufo, but once they're left over after the construction, they're used as a seat and become a kli. The Mishnah even asks moving a splinter to support a pot on Yantiv, because we make a gzeira yom tovatu Shabbos. The Gemara raises a contradiction between two Mishnayos, one that implies we do make a gzeira not to do things on Yantiv since you may come to do them on Shabbos, and another that implies that no such gzeira is made. After trying to resolve the machlokas by attributing it to a machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua about Osa Vespino that fall into a bar, the Gemara concludes that Beishamai equates Yom Tov with Shabbos, while Beisila will permit certain activities on Yantiv, even though they're forbidden on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, "Kol ha-kelim anitalon b'Shabbos, shivrei anitalon imahin." Any kli that can be moved can even be moved when it is broken. However, there is a machlokas whether the broken pieces have to be able to perform some semblance of their original usage, or it suffices if they have some sort of use, even if it doesn't resemble their original usage. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, machlokas shenishbru b'Shabbos. This machlokas tanaim is only if it broke on Shabbos, but if it broke on erev Shabbos, everybody would hold he could move it as long as it can be used for any purpose. The daf concludes with three opinions about where one can move a small piece of pottery. Amar of Nachum and Amar Shmuel, you could move it in a chatzar where there are usually lots of kelim that may need a shard to cover them, but not in a karmelis. Rav Nachum himself holds you can move it in a karmelis, just not in Rosh Hashanah. Rava holds it can even be moved in Rosh Hashanah, and he even allowed a shamish to clean the mud out of his shoes in Rosh Hashanah by using a shard. When other rabbanim criticized this, Rava dismissed their comments and said that they are completely ignorant.